Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to the second of our three-part series as we examine life with diabetes. Last week, we defined diabetes and looked at its two types. This week, we look at how diabetics have to adjust their eating and exercise habits. We'll also hear from two persons how the disease has changed their lives. Hello and welcome to this another edition of Healthline. I'm Giovanni Dennis. Endocrinologist and a senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Rosemary Wright Pascoe, says the first change newly diagnosed diabetics must make is in their eating habits.
It's a wonderful phrase. As a diabetic, your food is the most important thing that you should pay some attention to. You really should avoid things that have sugars in it. That's cane sugar, corn sugar, corn syrup. That is glucose, and that is fructose. And fructose is a sugar that you get from fruits. And so you really should be limiting fruit juices, anything that has sugar in it, your cakes, your ice creams, your soft drinks, the numerous fruit juices that we have on the market that people are consuming too much of.
Fruits have vitamins and minerals, which are essential to a healthy diet. So, if you must drink fruit juice, make it yourself. If it is too sweet, dilute it with water and follow the instructions of your doctor. Anthony Kelly has been a diabetic for over 5 years. He recalls how making the adjustment was initially a mountainous task.
It's really a challenge, much less if you're used to things like mangoes. I like mango. And when mango season comes, that is the time my wife fret. And she just change everything in the house before I get to adjust to the things them. It was very, very hard. Like, you know, you get your porridge and it does fresh. If you is a lover of stew peas, you know, that little saltness I feel in the stew peas, you might feel for some stew peas and you say, do some stew peas. Now when you get the stew peas, you say, oh my God, I don't like the taste, I eat fresh.
Thankfully for Mr. Kelly, he has adjusted to the new lifestyle and only consumes in moderation because he knows how dangerous it can be.
You can lose your feet. You can go into coma. This thing is a very, I don't even know what to call it. AIDS, you can live with AIDS longer than this. If you don't eat on time, you can fall in a coma. If you eat too much, you can fall in a coma. You have to drive with like a sweetie, or you always have a sweet in case of any emergency.
But Amanda Daly, whose name has been changed upon request, is another diabetic diagnosed in 2003 who only fully made the right changes 2 years ago.
I try to stay away from the sweet stuff, like stuff I used to like ice cream, chocolate bars and stuff like that. It's just recent that I have really started to monitor myself a lot better. And so I'm not too much into the rice, the fast foods, because I used to love fast food, the burger and the KFC, the fries and stuff like that.
Other lifestyle changes include your exercise habits and blood glucose monitoring.
You have to change your lifestyle of exercising regularly. We recommend 30 minutes of exercise 5 times a week. That is in addition to your being physically active. And then we ask you to be involved in the management of your diabetes. We say you buy a blood glucose monitor. We say you must check your blood sugars regularly, and that means sticking yourself. When you stick yourself, you have to know what your blood sugars should be.
Endocrinologist and a senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Rosemary Wright Pascoe. Following these guidelines can literally be the difference between life and death. Next week, we'll continue to hear from our two diabetics, and Professor Pascoe will clear up some common myths about diabetes. Until then, eat healthy. This has been another edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.